Well, internally to FEMA, we have several, but externally, I think it's one. Getting people to understand that small to medium-sized disasters, the government-centric response has been working very well. In fact, it gives the illusion of working much better than it can. I think the first challenge is people need to understand that in large-scale disasters, everybody has to participate to the ability they can. We put a lot of emphasis on personal preparedness, and people say, well, is this because you're saying that government can't do everything? And I'm like, yes. And then they're kind of taken aback and going, well, we're not used to people admitting that you can't do everything. And I says, well, in a large-scale catastrophic disaster, take an earthquake or another natural hazard that can be geographically very challenging, it's kind of unrealistic to expect that resources from outside that area can get to everybody fast enough if we're not maximizing who's already there. If you look at disasters, you don't look at just the press clippings and the official reports. You look at what really goes on. Oftentimes, what really happens is people helping each other are the initial response. And too often, we've gotten to this point where government wants to control everything. Government wants to bring order to something. Government wants to know what's going on. In a large-scale disaster, that's almost impossible. And the efforts you're wasting there are actually taken away from what you really need to be doing, which is setting the stage to empower people and empowering fragmented pieces of a response system that's been heavily stressed to be successful. So I really try to focus in on this idea that we need to look at the public not as a liability but as a resource and recognize that there are many people out there for a variety of reasons that are going to need assistance. But those of us that can and should be able to take care of ourselves and our families and contribute in a disaster who fail to are now competing with our most vulnerable citizens for what resources we can bring to the table. So I say this, one is that it cannot be what I call this government-centric approach to disaster solving. We really have to engage the community and quit treating the public as a liability. Well, the second part of that goes to something that we've not really been able to do until recently, and that is actually carry on two-way conversations with the public in a disaster. We can broadcast to them. We can tell them stuff. We can send them information. But we've not been very good at soliciting from the public what's going on in the disaster. Oftentimes you'll hear, you know, we have to wait for the official reports to come in, but we're already seeing news footage or people sending out images of what's going on. And the tendency is to discount that because it did not come from an official source. And again, goes back to the first part of this, is if we're not trusting the public, then we're really negating a tremendous resource to tell us what's going on, how effective we are in our response, and what the needs are based upon what the survivors are seeing in that environment. And then I think the third overall challenge is time. The urgency of us building this capacity is only based upon when the next disaster of the magnitude of a Katrina will occur. And too often people have now associated that it's going to be a hurricane and that it's hurricane season. And oftentimes, you know, I hear this, well, you must be glad it was a quiet hurricane season. And I'm going, what part of earthquakes don't have a season, don't you understand? And it's the sense of urgency that I have. And I, as I tell my staff, if I seem impatient, there's a reason. I have the patience of a gnat. Is I don't know when the next disaster is going to strike. I don't know when it's going to be of such magnitude that many of these things that we're talking about have to be in place. And so it's my sense of urgency that, you know, people are saying, do you have, like, you know, you get all this information. Is there something you're not telling us? And it's like, no, I'm not telling you anything I don't know. I'm just looking at, if you just limit yourself to the world of natural hazards, there's enough things that can happen that we already know quite a bit about the hazards that will stress the system to a breaking point if we're not building this team.